maybe this isn't just who I am, or maybe this isn't just how the world is. Maybe there's another perspective I get to look through.
Welcome to the Material World Manifestation Podcast. I'm your host, Cher Enya, a certified hypnotist and mindset coach. This podcast is here so that you can start making massive quantum leaps. I'll be sharing a decade of manifestation and mindset tips that have allowed me to set up my sole purpose business, quit my 9-to-5, transform my identity, and start creating a life that gives me internal and external freedom, as well as true happiness and fulfillment. You can expect in-depth teachings, guided visualizations, and actionable steps, because you can't just daydream about a limitless life. You must co-create it through intention, energy, and getting unapologetic about what you want. It's time for you to manifest a life even better than what is on your vision board. So let's get into this episode.
Listen, I'm not about hating and I'm not about blaming. That's just not what I'm about. But I will say that society and the system that we're in and the way things are is more set up to condition you to doubt yourself and doubt your power and doubt your capabilities versus set up to encourage your power and encourage your creativity and what you can do. It's literally more set up for you to fail than win. And that has been what we've been working with and dealing with, which is, I believe, why I'm here talking to you through this speaker, because I'm going to remind you of the power that you have, and I'm going to remind you of how amazing you actually are and what you are capable of achieving. And I'm here to get you moving in the direction of all of your dreams, all of the things that you want, because I'm sick to death of seeing people wasting their gifts and their talent and their energy on things that aren't serving them or not getting them to where they want to go. So many people are burning their energy on things that I don't believe they were ever meant to be burning their energy on, like worrying about what other people think. I don't believe that was ever the way it was meant to be. Worrying about failing, worrying about whether people like them or not, worrying about being validated. I don't believe that energy was ever intended to be burned in these directions. I believe that the energy that you've been gifted with, your energy of creation and your energy that is power, I believe that that is in you to allow you to create and contribute to the evolution of humankind and the world and consciousness. I don't believe it was meant to be wasted on all of the worry all of us experience. So when we're looking through the lens of RRT, this is why I love RRT so much, is that this stuff is called normal. Worrying about failing, normal. Worrying about being liked, normal. Worrying about fill in the blank, normal. Because there's a facet of your mind that is still hardwired for your survival, for you to run fast or for you to bite hard, to keep you alive, to keep your bloodline alive, like a wild animal. Because that facet didn't get the memo that we're evolving. We are evolving. Are you coming? And that facet was like, no, I'm staying here in caveman times. And everything else just started evolving without it and was like, okay, you stay there, but we're going this way. And now we still have that in us, operating us. We have this very evolved facet of our mind that is getting ideas. It's creating. It has this incredible imagination, energy to build, energy to create, manifest, connect with intuition. And that's not going to stop evolving. But then we've got that facet of mind that didn't come and is still way back there, in the times where you do need to run from a predator, or you do need to fight and bite and try and survive if someone was trying to come into your cave and eat you. And that is driven by fear. And right now, that facet of mind, it's burning the fuck out of our energy source to try and keep us alive in a world where it's not most of the time necessary to run from a predator. I don't remember the last time I ran from a predator. So I don't believe that it was meant to be like this, but it is. And this is what we're working with. And what I love about this perspective is all of a sudden, when you're worrying about what other people think and you're getting frustrated and it's holding you back, instead of looking inwards and being like, oh, okay, what happened in my childhood to make me feel like this? It's instead saying, oh, actually, I'm feeling this way because I still have that facet of my mind that believes I need to be liked to survive. I need to stay in my caveman community because staying in a community means that I'll get food, whereas being alone in the wilderness means I'm going to die. It's understanding, oh, that thing is still running inside of me. And then I have this other facet of my mind that is so evolved and so creative. And is there any wonder why I sometimes feel anxious? Or is there any wonder why I sometimes feel overwhelmed and I'm worrying about judgment and everything that I'm hearing I shouldn't be worrying about? I'm here to tell you, it's normal. It's okay. When you look at it through that lens, there is no wonder why so many people feel so frazzled all of the time. But the good news is, with tools like rapid resolution therapy, instead of going deeper, deeper, deeper into a spiral of wondering why you are the way you are, more energy starts getting freed up. You understand a better perspective to look through to get what's going on. So I like to look at this as though you've been walking around with glasses on. And the lenses on these glasses have been making you see life with a bit of distortion. And this distortion is making you view the world that you're seeing in a type of way. And the way in which you are seeing the world is depending on the glasses that you're wearing. Because there is no way the world is. Think about it. The world can only be viewed through the eyes of a person. And through the eyes of a person, you now know, is also through the glasses that they are wearing. So every single one of us in the world is seeing something a little different than the other person because we're all wearing different glasses. Not one pair of glasses is the same. So when you think that there are around 8 billion people in the world, 8 billion, and not one of those people have lived the same life as the other, not one, that's 8 billion different perspectives. That's 8 billion different pairs of glasses. And this is why you cannot take anything as this is the way it is, because we're all just talking from perspective, lenses, and the way in which we've experienced life up until this point and how our glasses are reflecting that out into the world. So through the glasses of a person is able to sense their environment, everything they've experienced, and then use their own voice to tell you what they see or what they believe. This is why you are just as valuable as anybody else in the world. There are many people who are very knowledgeable, very wise, but you have your own innate wisdom inside of you and your own unique voice and your own unique perspective. And I don't want you to hide that because you're seeing the world differently to anyone else. So with this information, the world cannot be viewed without the influence of somebody's personal feelings or emotions or opinions that are rooted in how they have perceived the world up until that point. And that means the world is literally what you see it and what you make it. And this is why I say, and other people say, that you really are the creator of your own life. You are the creator of your own world because it's impossible to view the world through the eyes of someone who does not have glasses on. Because the minute we are born, a pair of glasses goes on. From literally the minute we take our first breath, we start to form understanding of the world around us. And then as you grow in the world, you go through kindergarten, school, college, work, all of life's experiences, your lenses get thicker and thicker and thicker. And as your lenses get thicker, another layer of distortion is added to your glasses that's making you view the world in a certain way. And this isn't always bad. However, for many, many people, most people, until they start changing the lenses of those glasses, their glasses are set up to limit them. And their glasses are set up to make them a little bit smaller, because every time someone said to them over the years, well, you can't do this, or you can't do that, or your idea is stupid, or something happened in their home as they were growing up where their mind attached a meaning onto something about them, this is all adding to those glasses, which is ultimately going to either support the way you show up, or it's going to hold you back, and it's going to make you shrink down. Your glasses can be changed at any point. At any point, you can decide to look at your life, look at what you've experienced, look at what you believe, and just select the things that actually don't support you, and have an understanding that this could just be a layer of distortion on my glasses. The way that you might believe that money is really hard, or that you're not clever enough to start a business, or you'll never be able to achieve this or that, or whatever it is, these beliefs that you have, you don't have to say, well, this isn't true. But you could say, is this useful for where I want to go, for what's on my vision board, for what I want to achieve? Is it directly supporting it, or is it not? If it's not, maybe you could try putting on a new pair of glasses just for a day and see how it looks, so that you could view life in a way that is more supportive of where you want to go. Even if everything you've experienced up until this point says otherwise. So it might be that you have this belief that you will never be able to earn past a certain amount of money because it's what you saw growing up. It's what you heard growing up. You've learned that people like you and where you're from can't have those things or can't achieve those things. And there's a pair of glasses. It might be that you want to achieve something incredible, something that nobody you know from your area or from your background or whatever it is, something that they've never achieved before. You might want to achieve that. You can put on a new pair of glasses for a day and think, okay, just for a day or half a day, what would it look like if I decided to consciously believe the opposite? If I consciously began to think, this world is set up for me to get there, or I am going to be the first person in my family or my friendship group or my community or my country to achieve X, Y, and Z. I'm going to be the first person. And I say try on these glasses for a day, because when you have beliefs, this is your central operating system. You're not expected to be able to just shift and change these things yourself quick, but just for 24 hours or half a day, you can consciously choose to look through a different lens, a different pair of glasses. If you find that over the course of 24 hours, that this is actually better and I'm seeing more opportunities and I feel happier, that's when you can remove the glasses for good and keep the new glasses on. So I invite you to do this. I invite you to think about where you want to go, then think about, okay, what in my life, what do I believe, what in my community and from my history, what do I believe that is telling me this can't happen, or it's going to be a certain way, or it's going to be hard, or it's not going to be this, or blah, 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 whatever it is. Lay everything out on the table. Then look at, are these actually useful? Is this a useful perspective to look through if what I'm seeing here are just glasses and lenses? And if I could take these off and put on another lens that would allow me to view the world in a different way, in a way that was more supportive of where I want to go, What's the first step? What's the first thing that needs to be shifted and changed? What perspective is more useful to get me to where I want to go? And put on those new glasses just for a day and then see how you get on. You are the creator of your own life. You are the visionary. And when you begin to see, oh, these were just glasses all along, and I can remove these glasses at any time and put on another pair, a pair that actually supports me in what I want to do, believe, achieve, then you get to think, okay, nothing really was as deep-rooted as I thought. Maybe this isn't just who I am, or maybe this isn't just how life gets to be, or maybe this isn't just how the world is. Maybe there's another perspective I get to look through. And then when you start feeling those glasses loosen and you start getting the urge to begin to try on a new pair of glasses, you know you're on the way. You are already prepared to get a new perspective on the world that is going to support you and where you want to go. Go and do this. I want to hear from you. Come and message me on Instagram. And I'm going to keep asking until I see more reviews. Please, will you leave me a review if you are on Apple? On Spotify, you can just hit the stars, however many you wish to hit. It helps me understand how many podcast episodes to create, how frequently to put out episodes, what episodes to create. I'm constantly checking in every single day at what is being listened to, what is working. And when I get reviews and feedback, it helps so much, not just with how many listeners this podcast reaches, but it helps me understand what you're enjoying as well. So please write me a little review. I would be so grateful. It's me and you, you and me. We're in my G-Wagon, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please let me know you loved it by leaving a review, and make sure you are following me on TikTok and Instagram so we can be friends. You'll find me at I Am Cher Enya. I love you so much. Keep up your progress, and I will see you in the next episode.